Just make it snappy. It's the news. According to me. The button's not working. Yeah. That's pretty much the way things are going this morning. It's Thursday, May 22nd. Almost 7 o'clock. It's 6:58. I have a chance to sneak in a quick show this morning. It's only going to be a few minutes long here. I don't have my cup, but I'm going to have my cup. That's how quick this is going to be. I wouldn't even have time to take a sip anyway. But it's going to be chai. And there's a whole gallon of freshly made sweet tea up there with peaches in it. Can't wait for that. That's how that day's going to go. Anyway, May 22nd, 2025. I just wanted to cover something really quickly because this is typical of the news. Nicole Wallace, of course, I cannot stand her. She has this cynical, this is the president. Oh, I'm so disappointed. And he's embarrassing the country because he called out the South African president. Okay. So this is brutal. This was brutal. And what happened here was the president of the United States, Donald Trump, he goes, let's turn the lights down. He starts trying to call him out on the whole thing about what's happening with the farmers in Africa, South Africa. And it's well known. It's been documented for years now. There's documentaries, there's news reports, all kinds of things happening. And, of course, the president of South Africa acts like he doesn't have any clue about what's going on over there. There's no genocide. There's no genocide. This isn't happening. Now, he would have gotten away with this under the previous administration, which is just disgusting to me that they've gotten away with it as long as they have. Nobody's called it out. See, the president of South Africa sitting there in his office with the press there. So let's turn the lights down. Let's turn the lights down. He turns the lights down. And he starts to play this video. And he plays this video that's on. It's all over the news. It's been all over the news for months, years really. Of different political parties, they're having rallies. They're doing all kinds of things. And stadiums full of people are calling for the slaughter, the throats to be cut of white people. And they're chanting. Kill the Pua, the farmer. He's talking about killing them all. And with their land back. The problem, the reason that a lot of these documentaries have shown that they take the farms back, they run the people off or kill them. There's over 1,000 people have been killed in the either farmer owners or family members that have been killed in this slaughter. That's not a genocide. It's certainly a mass. Anyway, he calls him out right there. He plays this video. It's all over the internet. You can find it on YouTube anywhere. And it's amazing to me. The South African president is just sitting there. He's squirming. He's rubbing his eyes. He's doing all kinds of things, trying to act like he doesn't know what he's seeing. And it gets done, and of course they have this big, huge, long. There's a flyover of this. They have it's a memorial. They have all these crosses down this road. On both sides of the road, they have crosses, 1,000 crosses. To represent the families of those who've been, they're not burial sites. I think Trump calls them burial sites. It's 1,000 white crosses to, you see them sometimes in people's yards or churchyards or whatever, they'll put out a bunch of crosses to represent, each cross represents 1,000 or a million babies that have been aborted, something like that though. So each of these crosses represents someone, and each had someone's name on it. And so they had these cars were all lined up along this road to pay respects to the the farmers. They were basically family members that were supposedly were driving. So one way or the other. They had this thing. He was showing this overhead shot, and it was just going on for miles. And the president, came through his name. He acted like he had never seen it before. Didn't know where this was. He'd never seen this before. That's what he said. He wanted to know where this was. So Trump calls him out. And this apparently disgusted Nicole Wallace. And she had this to say after it happened. Now listen to just the tone of her voice. It's as if I've got a puppy down here running around. It's the tone of her voice just, I'm sorry. It just makes me want to gag when I hear her talk. And that's probably the biggest issue I have with her. Of course, that among other things. But she's, I'm going to play this real quick. This is courtesy of Sky News Australia. So we'll just hear what her opinion, her slant, her spin, her narrative on this whole thing is going to be. If it'll play.
Today, Donald Trump meeting with the president of South Africa and attempting to ambush and humiliate that leader inside the Oval Office. But what he did instead was embarrass and humiliate the people of the United States of America again. In his meeting with President Ramaphosa, Trump peddled unsubstantiated claims of genocide in South Africa, of white South Africans, a group that ruled during apartheid in South Africa. It is a fringe conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. A fringe conspiracy theory. It's a fringe conspiracy theory. He's peddling conspiracy theories and embarrasses the United States by doing this. Let me tell you what's an embarrassment. Having a news report like that. And telling us we're supposed to be embarrassed by that. We're supposed to be the embarrassed ones. Oh, how embarrassing that you would do that, such a thing. You know, if these claims went out there, now, of course, the South African president can come back and say, no, none of this ever happened. Look, this. Here's the evidence. I'll show you that there's nothing here. This is all made up. It's all fake. It's all cheap fakes. It's all AI. If he can come back and somehow prove that, all these people who've been interviewed, all the people who've been killed, that somehow that didn't happen, or that what we're saying happened didn't happen the way they say we say it did. It's if then fine, we'll wipe that off our face and keep going. Unsubstantiated, unsubstantiated. This is much like what they do with the whole Abuego situation where he's not been a confirmed MSN-13 member. He doesn't have the certification card. He's not carrying around a certification card that says he's an MS-13 member. Again, how do you prove someone is a member of a gang? How does that work? Is there you're going to pull out the roster. You pull out the death certificate, death by, see if this person was killed, and they were killed by a mob of racist people. That's not going to be the case because, you know, the white people were killed, so they didn't call it racism. It can't be racist. Sorry, but I get really tired of the way the standards are crossed all the time. I just wanted to bring this up because this is the kind of thing the news media does all the time. And this is CNN and MSNBC. They try to pretend like they're going to be balanced. This is the same kind of thing happened the other day with Peter Jennings? No, not Peter Jennings. Scott, what was it? I don't know what his name is. Scott, whatever. And what they did, in fact, I probably got it right here somewhere. What they did, of course, oh, where is he at here? I'm sure it's got to be right here somewhere. But he was, what ended up, oh, here it is. Scott Jennings. And this is, yeah, I would play this, but I just don't have time right now. We might play it tomorrow. This lady is, because they're on this panel and Scott Jennings is there and a bunch of other people there. And it's, they're talking about the integrity that they lost when they didn't report on Biden's cognitive situation and how they've lost credibility. So the issue on the table was the credibility of the media. She brings it back around to, I want to see Trump's, you know, cognitive. Well, Trump, Biden's not president right now. Trump is. So now we need to move on. We need to move forward. They want to push it back behind them. So, well, you know, that was yesterday. Today's different. Now we're going to hold somebody to standards. Oh, we learned our lesson. Now let's start holding people to standards. No, the lesson you didn't learn was that when it's a Democrat, we wouldn't be having this conversation if Kamala had won, first of all. There wouldn't be a conversation about this. We wouldn't be, Jake Tapper wouldn't have come out with a book about Joe Biden. They wouldn't be having a panel discussion about the credibility of the media. They would have just moved on. Nothing to see here. And this is, there wouldn't have been concern about their credibility at all. In fact, they would have been lauding the fact that they were, see, we told you that Kamala's going to win. Our credibility is still here. Everything's intact. And now we're back in power. And so we just move on. Nothing to see here. No, I'm just going to keep on moving. That's the way it would have gone down. I guarantee you. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you understand that. I think I've given enough evidence. That's the way these people are. I learned a lot about how the left thinks and what their general the motivation behind their idealism or idealistic or their ideology. And it Rush Limbaugh, that's how Rush Limbaugh said he just knew these people like the back of his hand, because he understands their core thinking. It's this baseline ideology, which is the same thing that stems from Marxism and Stalinism, communism. It's all the same thing and socialism, democratic socialism is the slippery slope that slides right into it. And it is so deceptively the same. There's people out there who say, "Well, Jesus was a communist. Jesus was a communist." Now, let me tell you something. The early church was a communal society. They had all things in common. It was communism. Not as we think of it in a political sense, but it was communal living. Everyone had no one called anything their own. If people had lands and houses and whatever they had, they sold them and gave them to the church. They all lived in one accord, not the car, but they lived in one group. Nobody had anything, and it lasted for a while. And it should be the mindset of the church, by the way. This is very much the way that the Amish live, to some extent. The community is held to the highest regard with regard to what I have and what you have, and I don't want to wear any. That's why they wear plain clothes, because they don't want to. You know, I'm not going to wear flashy clothes to say that I have more than you. Kind of wear the same things, and certain colors are allowed, certain colors are not, or certain types of fabrics. That's just the nature of the way their community is set up. Now they don't. It's all on the outside. It doesn't really. I've seen they still have the issues of it's not what you know goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of a man. It's the condition of the heart doesn't matter. You can still do all those things and still have a heart that's just as evil and wicked as anything. So just the idea that, because that's the way they're living, if you're part of that society, that somehow you're going to go along with them and you're getting into heaven, you're closer to God. That's not what that's all about at all. They might think so, because that's human nature. Because there's no grace involved. After a while, it becomes a law, it becomes legalism, and it becomes a very It becomes a very slavery type situation. Bondage, I should say. It's a religious bondage. But the that's where I'm going with this, and that's really all I want to say about it. This morning, this is where we go. This is the slope we go down, and this is the way these people are. So I guarantee you, had Kamala won, CNN would have been talking about something else totally, and it would have been even discussing credibility of the news media. And when the fact that they're even bringing it up tells you something, that they're concerned about it. But they can't stay on topic. That right away, they want to, let's just put it behind us and we'll move on. Now all of a sudden we're going to have credibility in the news media. We're going to go after Donald Trump. We want to see him pass a cognitive test. And this lady says that the Donald Trump I knew, 30 years ago is not the same Donald Trump I'm seeing today. Well, of course not. I'm not the same person I was 30 years ago. When I was 30 years old, thank goodness I've grown quite a bit, actually. But this is the kind of stuff. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't care about his political future. He cares about the country. He's got an ego. He's got, he's the guy that's got the, he's got whatever you don't like about his personality issues, whatever. The core thing about him is he cares about the American people, the average Joe out there on the street working every day. That's who he cares about, and that's who he's connecting with. And they'll tell you, oh, he doesn't care about you at all. All he cares about is millionaires, billionaires, and oligarchs. Okay, so he tries to pass it. Now, by the way, I believe, just another side note, and then I'll close the show out, but no tax on tips apparently is passing 100% in the Senate. However, there are Democrats that don't like this in the Congress. In the House. We'll see what happens with this as it goes forward. But I think the Senate now just passed the bill, and they're going to send it to Congress. They're working back and forth on this big, beautiful bill thing, and we'll see what happens with it. But no tax on tips looks like it's coming. Of course, there's no tax on. There's not going to be. That's the other side of this. There's four levels of this whole bill thing that Trump's trying to get through, and I think there's a fourth tier now that's just going to be coming forward as well. But no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, and no tax on tips. And there's a fourth thing that's going to be coming out as well. But we'll see how that works. We'll just have to find out how it all flakes out through. They have to codify this stuff in Congress. Got to do their job. Get all these things that are popular issues that Trump has done. Need to get them codified. Get them solid. Folks, have a great rest of your day. I've got a scoot. I'll see you tomorrow morning with hopefully some audio. God bless. Take care.